Hi, I am David Hall from Hall Pass Productions.
And I'm Josh DeHarne, and I'm going to be a guest on David's show here today.
How depressing is that? So, Josh, from what we know about you, you are from Massachusetts originally, so let's talk a little bit about that.
So I moved from Massachusetts in beginning of August after leaving my sales position job at Verizon, which that might be for another podcast. Verizon fucking over everybody.
Wow. Throw names out there, guys. Start with Verizon.
Verizon is not sponsoring this video.
They better not be. So where exactly, like, Massachusetts?
A lot of people, when you first hear Massachusetts, you automatically think of Boston, where there's really two types of people. There's Boston, and then there's all the way out by Springfield.
Hey, I'm walking in!
And then, if you go farther out, that's when you get New York, where they're walking everywhere, because they all drive Fords.
This is what I'm going to deal with.
All right.
So what big differences do you have between Massachusetts and Oklahoma?
So there's a lot. Definitely, first thing I will say is the obvious weather. Weather is completely different. It's a lot warmer here. A lot of times, a lot of people from Oklahoma, it'll be 30 degrees out, and they'll be wearing sweaters and all this stuff, where in Massachusetts we'll be barbecuing. So it's definitely a big difference. Weather, there's definitely a big difference in people. Just as far as personalities, people a lot more nice. Except for David, he's originally from New York, so he's not nice. So
I'm an asshole.
Eventually he'll be nice after a couple more years.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So there's definitely a big cultural difference. So people are a lot nicer. Things are a lot cheaper. I definitely recommend anybody that's struggling like I am, or anybody that's just looking for an easier time renting and getting a better job. There's tons of jobs down here to move to.
I kind of want to make this little... So I'm reading the whiskey sour mix here, and I kind of want to make it. Like, we have whiskey, we have sour and sweet.
Yeah, you can tell, we only buy the finest, because that's what we do.
I don't even know what brand this is.
It's McCormick.
McCormick Special Reserve, American blended whiskey since 1856.
Doesn't McCormick, they do syrup?
I thought McCormick did spices.
Spices. Not sure.
You just chug it. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just going to
do drunk history. I was never good at history in class.
I think I was pretty okay in history. I wasn't the worst.
Yeah. I was a math, like, math and science.
One thing that helped me learn history a lot was actually a video game called Assassin's Creed. And it seems so stupid to base off a video game, but they took, like, real events and put them into the game at, like, a good timeline.
See, I feel like that's a really cool part about video games, is a lot of people don't realize that there's just so much into every video game. It's just not a bunch of people shooting and killing. There's just so much into the storyline, you know?
There's information, too. Like, it's... I mean, there's morals and values you get to learn in there. There's history and stories. There's there's all kinds of, like, information and all kinds of experiences you're going to get out of it. And
yeah,
it definitely helps if you're trying to, like, if you want to be, like, a script writer in the future, or if you want to be, like, maybe a filmmaker like me.
What if you want, like, a girlfriend? Do you think video games help you get a girlfriend?
I mean, okay, thanks to Xbox Live, yes. Also thanks to Xbox Live, No. Because you can meet someone online there and you'd be like, oh, that's awesome, whatever, you know, and never visit each other, never do anything. Just a long distance relationship that's doomed to fail.
That's how I personally like women, is far away. Now, this day and age, everybody's offended.
My career is over.
We're pro women, don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. Our women are. Yeah.
All right, so back to what you were saying with.
Yeah, so if you want to like be a script writer or a filmmaker of some type, playing video games teaches you like how to build up your story, where to drop it down, and all the different aspects of building a story with multiple characters or one individual character in it.
I personally play a lot of video games for the campaign, so I know if you got a bad campaign, bad story mode, you know, if you're basically trying to make the new Fortnite, I'm not going to play personally.
Yeah.
So
I play... See, here's the thing. I love campaigns. I love that. But there are some games that aren't meant to have a story mode. Like Fortnite does have a story mode. It's called Save the World. It's about the storm that make people into zombies.
All right.
PUBG doesn't have a story. I don't think it really needs a story. All you know is that there's 100 dudes jumping out of an airplane into either Russia, China, or the West. That's just, like, you know. Other games that don't really have stories, like, wow, that's sad.
You need a story. That's what it is. You really need a story.
No, my mind's blank at the moment. Plants vs. Zombies, where's the story?
That's a good game. That's a good game.
It is.
You know what? How much money do they make with that Plants vs. Zombies? You want to look that up for me real quick?
How much money did Plants vs. Zombies make?
Just one moment, folks.
Right, okay, so a game came out called Plants vs. Zombies 2, which is essentially like, third-person Call of Duty, Plants vs. Zombies. And it had, in the first 2 weeks, it had 25 million downloads.
25 million downloads.
The game was $49 at the time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's good.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And even in a game full of microtransaction, the average spread per game does not exceed the sorts of numbers. Okay, so people weren't buying the microtransactions, but they were buying the game for everyone. Like, one for me, one for my nephew, one for my nephew, one for my nephew, one for my nephew, one for my nephew. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of nephews.
I do. I have a big
not
family.
A lot of cousins, just a lot of nephews.
I do have a lot of cousins, actually. That's I wish I had bad. Less.
Yeah. That might be legal to say.
I don't know.
Catch him on the news.
Let's go back. So, talking about games, you know. Plants vs. Zombies, it's a very nostalgic game for me. When it came out in 2009, 2010-ish, I had a friend that I played with on there, and we would just, like, mess around and have fun. And it wasn't, like, online multiplayer. It was, like, couch game. Me and him would just sit there and, ruin each other's game. It was really funny. Like, I'd be doing my zombie defense thing. Because the way the game works is...
Technical difficulties. Dexterity difficulties, actually.
Alright, so the way the game works is you have your house over here, and you have, like, your backyard. And so, like, you have a little garden right here where there's, like, four lanes, and you can plant plants in them.
Is that
and
like
then zombies.
Bloons Tower Defense, almost, like?
Kind of. They come out of these, like, bushes. Like, say these are bushes. They come out of the bushes and have to try to get to your house. And you can place different kinds of plants and stuff. You can place blocks and almonds that, like, blow up and stuff. And while I'm trying to place my plants, my friend's constantly, like, throwing my controller across the room, pressing random buttons in there, trying to, like, slap me with oven mitts or wet flip-flops, all kinds of things to just distract me and screw me over.
That's funny. That reminds me, little known fact about myself, I grew up playing Madden 2005, and I used to always play with my brother, and this is, I think before, we used to play Madden 2005 together, and I think this was before online, or the beginning of Xbox Online, but we never finished a game. And that's not because we got bored and quit. That's because every time it would come down to the last couple of seconds, someone would run over to the GameCube and just turn it off. Or we'd throw each other and start punching each other while we're trying to get that game-winning touchdown. So I definitely relate to that.
That's how it was with Smash Bros. For me.
Ooh, no. We never played Smash Bros.
With Smash Bros., your friends... Smash Bros., Mario Kart, and Mario Party especially. Your friends become your enemies so damn fast. And you guys are going to be like, no, Monopoly's the game. No, fuck that, okay? Uno, Mario Party, Mario Kart, and Smash Bros. Those are the games you lose friendships over. But they're also games that, like, built our childhood.
Yeah.
And then if I had, like... So if we let's do a top five of, like, games we had growing up.
Okay, so it's hard for me between Mario Kart and Mario Party. I didn't play as much Super Smash, but I'm going to go with Mario Party. I wasn't as competitive. We did have a little bit of competition in my family, but we love the board game throwback, so I'm going to go with Mario Party on that one.
So, like... Oh, wait, is that from five up to one?
That's going to be number one.
Number one.
Number one.
So my number one is... Oh, my God. Man. Okay, so... I will say Smash Bros. Melee on the GameCube.
Not Brawl.
Not Brawl, no. Melee. Or Melee, whatever, however you want to say it. It does not matter.
It's not a linguistic.
That's my number one game. That's a game that... For me, it never got old, and I always played with at least four people, so the game was constantly just chaotic. Mm-hmm. It was fun. We were screaming, eating pizza halfway down our throats, drinking Dr. Pepper like it's alcohol, pretending root beer was beer.
Did the Switch, did they get Melee yet, or Brawl?
No, they're getting Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, which comes out soon, which is the first one to have a full-blown story mode. Brawl had a story mode, but it wasn't like... It was just really random and, like, there was no, like, base story to it.
Bad story make bad game. Just kidding.
Brawl wasn't bad. It's just people were in it for the custom maps, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're getting Ultimate. Also, they just got a Pokemon game. Two of them. There's, like, a Pikachu. It's called, like, Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. And you pick which one. I think that's, like, your starting Pokemon.
Yeah, I feel like Pokemon, for the past couple of years, has kind of really come back. I know there's probably definitely their diehard people, but there's, yeah, he's got to catch them all.
I'm the guy who plays Pokemon, and when I'm holding my DS, I'm screaming, like, let's go, Pikachu! Like, that's me. A lightning bolt! Lightning Bolt or Thunderbolt, whatever. The Lightning Bolt thing was a reference to this LARPing video where this guy is like a mage or something and he's like holding a book and goes, Lightning Bolt! Lightning Bolt! Lightning Bolt!
I think I remember that one.
It's pretty funny. You know. Check it out on Tosh.0. Not sponsored by Tosh.0. Wish we were. Thanks, yeah. Man.
Wish we'd have at least one sponsor.
Sponsor us!
Please.
That's it.
All right. I feel like if you plug that enough times to sponsors, some random millionaire will come apart. He's gonna break down and be like, "These poor motherfuckers. We're just gonna do it."
So let's move down the list to our number two game. I have my
number
ready.
Two. You guys are gonna make fun of me for my childhood, but. It doesn't matter. It was ruined many times thanks to Facebook.
And your uncle.
And my uncle. I'm just kidding. Sims 2.
Shooting myself.
He's not currently. If anyone is listening, he's not currently shooting himself.
That's depressing. Why is Sims 2 your number 2 game?
You know, as someone who just loves life and just loves being positive and just experiencing life to its fullest.
That's it. I hate my life.
No, Sims 2 was just, it was really good. Catch me if I'm wrong. Sims 2 was like a better third person. You could actually control your guy. Pretty sure.
Alright, so like, yeah. I played Sims 3, busting out. And then I played Herbs, which was like Herb Sims in the City, where it's like a city and you kinda have like one person each. Like you choose, like you could be a goth, you could be a biker dude, you could be a skate punk like me.
It wasn't bad. I liked it. At least I played Mario Party first. You know, Sims 2 is not my number one. Sims 2.
My number 2 is 007 Nightfire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is one where you can do couch co-op and stuff, but it's more fun to just, like, you can have bots. That was, like, one of the games where you're multiplayer, you can add bots in and still have fun by yourself.
That's right. No,
that makes a game so much more valuable when you can do that.
There's some games with some pretty good AIs.
Yeah.
Definitely say that.
And my favorite thing in that 007 game was this map. And you're in, like, a dam or something. And, like, there's a bottom floor with, like, a water pit or something in the middle. And you can't go in there. And then there's, like, stairs all around that go up onto this top, like, catwalk area. And there's rooms up there. And then on the middle, there's, like, a catwalk you can jump to for, like, the ultimate weapon, but you, like, could or could not make it. And if you don't make it, you're going in the fucking, like, they aimed it where you go perfectly into the water in the first floor and die.
Jeez.
It's really fun because I'd run around with Odd Job. And if you guys know your James Bond lore, Odd Job is the guy who had a top hat with, like, blades on the brim, and he'd throw it and it would kill people. And I would run... It's an instant kill in that game, and I just run through and just throw my hat. It was really fun.
You should use a fedora when he throws it. Finally a good use for a fedora.
Number three.
Okay, so I'm just going to throw it a little bit back. I was lucky as a child to play on the Atari. I want to say it was a 2600. I think so. Don't quote me on that. I'm not the guru. I'm going to say Dig Dug. Dig Dug.
Okay. Really cool. Yeah, that was a really fun game.
I think it was not too crazy like Galaga or there's another one of those games, but I definitely am a fan of Dig Dug.
I think my number three is going to be a game called Fusion Frenzy.
Sounds familiar.
It's a party game for 4 people.
I feel like
or
played that game.
Fusion Frenzy 2 is 8 people online. But essentially, it's like a bunch of mini games just thrown into one big tournament of life and death.
Okay.
So, like, one is called Sumo, and you're in, like, a hamster ball, kind of, but it's, like, metal. And there's, like, a little arena. And as time goes on, the arena starts getting smaller and smaller, and you have to knock each other into the lava. It's really cool. There's one where you're in a restaurant that's like all moldy and stuff, and they throw in bugs, and you have to smash the bugs as much as you can, or defend your burger. Like, there's a big old burger that has your body, and the bugs come after you, and you have to defend your burger, or you can go beat someone else and be like, fuck your burger! And then there's one where you have to claim the bugs for yourself. Like, you run to the bug, you paint it, and it goes to your flag.
That sounds actually really good. What system was that for?
It's on original Xbox, but it works on 360.
It does.
We need to go get that.
We might
it's,
put some gameplay into that, actually.
Yeah. I have a game capture device that works on 360. It's at my friend's house. I could probably go get that. That'd be fun. Let me see. I'm just going to see how much this is, because it might be cheaper in Finnish stock or not.
All right, so let's see.
Four would be next.
Oh, number four.
7.99.
Oh, okay.
eBay. But we can go to the Finnish stock. It's cheaper.
Number four, I'm going to have to go with... Oh, Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Yes! Hey! Man, that was an awesome game. I'm not putting it on my top five, though, because he already said it. I want to broaden my horizons.
You know what? Actually, Need for Speed Most Wanted / Need for Speed Midnight Club Dub Edition.
That's not Need for Speed. Midnight Club is its own game by Rockstar, which is the same people who make Red Dead Redemption and GTA.
Should edit that part out where I said that.
Nope, it's staying in there. So
you know what I was talking about.
Midnight Club was really cool.
Midnight Club is really good.
The first two games, they didn't have licenses from any car companies, so they made their own names for them. So, like, the Dodge Ram was called the Dodge Boar. So they had all these, like, fake names for it. But then the third one, they're like, man, we should probably try to actually make something out of this instead of just making another trash game. But with them buying licenses, they didn't have enough money to pay for people to put cheats in the game. So the first and second games were the only ones with cheats. And Midnight Club 3 in L.A. Didn't have cheats. Well, L.A. had cheats, but you had to go collect barrels around the city, and then you unlock the cheats. And if it's an unlockable cheat, it's not a fucking cheat.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
That was Dub Edition. I think I played
Remix,
that.
Dub Edition Remix. That's the one where you could go, like, you have the main story in, like, Atlanta and all that. But then there's, like, a challenge mode in Tokyo.
I know it had a good soundtrack. That's what
it
I
did.
Remember.
It had
a very good soundtrack.
Yeah, really. That's what got me into the band Nine Inch Nails. Believe it or not. The Hand That Feeds is on there. Queens of the Stone Age band is on there. Even the rap, like, I'm not a big rap dude, but it had a good rap soundtrack. Pretty nice.
I love rap.
Go DJ. That's my DJ. It's like the one song I got from that. And P.D. Pablo, Freak a Leak.
That was, yeah.
I'm going to play in that club. Is my number four.
I think those songs were when people were wearing, like, oversized shirts.
Yeah, bandanas with hats.
And capris?
Like, were to the side.
They were wearing capris or shorts.
Yes, and high-top sneakers.
Yeah. Look like your baby wearing your clothes or something.
No, I have... Keep going with... I have a...
Just
picture.
Keep roasting people from, what, 2005? All right, so that's number four. Let's see. Number five, I'm going to go with... Let's bring it back, Madden. We'll do Madden 2005.
Number five.
As you guys already know, that was a game I played all the time, brought out a lot of fights, but that game was really good. I had, at one time, like Madden 2002 to like 2009... Like, every single one, I'd go to the, like, all these thrift stores to try to get the old Maddens.
This is what I immediately thought of.
Wow. That's nice.
For those of you who are wondering, if you play Smite, there is a god called Vamana, and one of his skins is called Lil Mana. That's exactly what we picture. I'd show the camera, but it's not worth my time.
Not worth my time. Might insert it though.
Yeah.
To the video.
We'll see.
We'll see.
So your number five was what?
Madden 2005.
Right. You know, my number five game is not on console. It's on PC, and it's actually a kid's game from my childhood. It's from 2001. Backyard Baseball.
You know what? That was a good series. Backyard Baseball. They had backyard skateboarding. That's what I played.
Basketball,
for the Game Boy.
Soccer. I had all the backyard games on my PC.
That was something about
and
the graphics.
The characters, man. It was the same characters in every game. And like, so like in football, you got Mac. Mac was this big dude with red curly hair who was an actual baseball player. And they were like, man, we need to just put him in the other games. So they put him in, like, the football game, and his stats went all the way. And I was like, bro, so, like, every character was
different. He
wasn't
good in soccer, was he?
No. We're talking about a thick, white dude who probably fucked his sister on the low.
We like him thick. It's 2018.
But yeah, like, all the characters had, like, everything changed. And their theme intros were the best. Like, ooh.
Yeah.
And there's always the announcers, which were pretty funny. Man, I can't remember. Benny. You know Benny? I can't remember names. I'll figure it out later. It'll come to me randomly.
Who?
So that's the top five for, like, our childhood. What about more recent games? Let's go with, like, the top five recent games to us.
That's going to be a little bit tough. I don't play too much recently. I've been getting into developing games.
Okay, so not when we were born or growing up, but, like, in those teen years. Let's talk teen years. All right. So I'm thinking Halo 3 for my number one.
That definitely looked like The Office.
Halo 3 is my number one, for
oh,
sure.
Oh, wow. Halo 3 ODST, because you got all those map packs, because I couldn't afford them on Halo 3. Oh, God.
ODST had an okay story. It was just bouncing around everywhere, and it was just kind of... I mean, ODST is just an extra game of Halo 3. Like, it's literally called Halo 3 ODST.
Yeah. No, it was very...
It did introduce Firefight, though.
I think I used to play, like, 10 or 11 hours a day Halo 3. That was my game.
And voice chat was the funniest thing. We didn't have 10, 12-year-olds running around on the mic. It was, like, 14, 15, all the way to, like, 27-year-olds. Just, like, going at it on people. And then if you died, there was a death chat. And so once you died, you couldn't talk anymore for a few seconds until you respawned. That's a good one. These three right here are my top. That's it right there.
I played Far Cry for the Wii, actually. That's how I played it.
My number two is Mass Effect. Oh my God. I love Mass Effect more than anything.
More than anything. I hope his girlfriend doesn't watch this. Or I hope she's not watching right now. No, Mass Effect was 3. Why was it good?
Mass Effect had... It was like... Okay, so... It's techie. So it's like... futuristic sci-fi, but it's also like the Elder Scrolls, how like your decisions and your quests impact your story and how it's going to end. And, like, every single, like, you could choose what you want to say and stuff, and every option to talk changed the way your quest went. It would say, like, you have optional here. Oh, you said this? Fuck the optional. You either already got it or you fucked it up and we'll never get it ever again.
Just like life.
It's made by the same people who made Dragon Age, which is the medieval version. You have loyalties with your companions, and you build up those relationships through the game. And, like, in Mass Effect 2, if you haven't played... Okay, this is... I'm not going to say spoiler alert. If you haven't played Mass Effect 2 by now, after, like, multiple years, I'm sorry. But in Mass Effect 2, if you don't, like, do all your loyalty missions with your companions, they die. All of them die. You'll end the game with nobody but yourself.
Alone.
Yeah, it's bad. And if you place them in the wrong areas. Like, in one scene, you have to choose somebody to go through these heat pipes. The Solarian can do it, because, one, he's a lab technician. Two, he's like a lizard, kind of scaly, slimy guy.
Yeah.
The robot can do it, because he has no heat stuff. And he's already been burned up before, so he has, like, resistance to heat. And he's a fucking robot. What robot doesn't know how to hack shit?
Yeah, it's an iRobot. Spoiler alert. Shut up. Doesn't he die?
But if you chose like one of the humans, they would die instantly. They'd be like, all right, today we're going to... It's like a failed YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's why we don't go on YouTube. We go on Spotify.
Let's go on your next...
My next game. Oh, God, you're going to... What was it? Modern Warfare 2, when they brought out nukes?
What?
Call of Duty. MW2.
MW2 was when Shepard betrays you in the end. That's funny because Shepard's the main character in Mass Effect. Cool plug-in. But no, MW2 is the one where you like beat the game, and the last level is like the museum.
They brought back the nukes though, right? You had 25 kill streak, and you. They played matchmaking and stuff.
Yes,
I think
there
was
nukes,
was the game, yeah.
And then I don't know if they had dogs on MW2. I think that was a Black Ops 1 thing.
Yeah. I think dogs are for the old school ones.
I want to play Black Ops 1 now. I'm like...
Alright, I'm W2.
For your number 2? Okay. My number 3 is going to be... Guitar Hero.
Ooh.
Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock. That,
Fire and Flames.
Yeah. They had the best Guitar Hero soundtrack there ever has been.
See, I like... I'm going to do, number 3?
Yes.
Number 3, Aerosmith.
Okay. They came out around the same time, too. I remember seeing the commercials when my parents were watching American Idol. And they do the whole, like, walk this way thing, you know. And then that one actually featured Run DMC in there. Walk This Way?
Yes, it did, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, was that around the same time, or is that a couple of years after, like, GarageBand and...
GarageBand is...
All the drums and stuff.
Okay, so GarageBand is an Apple app. For me?
Not GarageBand. What's the...
Rock Band!
That's good.
At least you all got to see the disappointment in my face.
GarageBand.
If you're
number 4 best app.
If you're a listener, you probably heard the disappointment.
You know what, though? I think they're probably used to some of the stuff that I've said
so
far. Yeah. There's no excuse for that.
I think...
Rock Band.
I think Rock Band was a pillar in my childhood.
Yeah.
But Guitar Hero got me first. Like, Rock Band would have me because me and my friend played it when we were actually forming our band. We were like the Freedom something. Freedom Funk, I think is what we were called.
Freedom Funk.
And we were like a punk rock group.
Not bad.
Yeah, I did vocals, and then I decided to switch to guitar, and then I decided to switch to drums, and then I decided to say fuck music in general.
So sad.
Very sad, yes.
Maybe one day you'll
so
see.
So Rock Band was your number?
No.
Oh.
Aerosmith.
No, number 3. Oh, wait, no, Aerosmith. Yeah, right.
Aerosmith, number 3. All right,
so my number 4, I think my number 4, teen games. Gears of War 2. For sure. Gears of War 2. Me and my friend would play Wingman, which is 8 people in teams of 2. And you gotta take out the other people. And I'd always use this thing called the Torque Bow. And the Torque Bow, you pull it back and you shoot an arrow, and if the arrow doesn't kill him, after 5 seconds it blows up. 3 seconds. It's pretty awesome.
Was there guns in that game too?
Yeah, there's guns, yeah. It's a fucking assault rifle with a chainsaw on it.
No more. You don't need a bayonet anymore. You got a fucking chainsaw.
Yeah. So you're number four.
Oh God.
That looks like Metro. That might be Gears of War though.
I'm gonna have to see one of the games. I'm not sure.
That's a current game that I like to play right there.
Ouch. Minecraft. Minecraft shaped my childhood and made me the man I am today. Let's see. If anybody wants to know, I'm just trying to jog my memory with games I played.
I would say that one, but I have my number five. It's not on there.
Not Skyrim?
No, but the picture, that color, it looks like it, kind of. It's probably on there. Sort of the L.
Assassin's Creed was really good. I feel like that was a little...
Assassin's Creed was great, but this one is one I played with all my friends. Am I starting with level number five? That was a great game. That was a great game, but it's not my top five.
I can't really think.
Left 4 Dead.
WWE for a little bit.
Left 4 Dead's my number five.
That is good.
Yeah. Left 4 Dead, it was the first introduction to zombies. And I think it actually what started the whole zombie craze everybody was on. Because at the time Left 4 Dead came out, it was right at the death of Twilight.
Thank God.
Like, Twilight had its whole thing, and it was like, vampires and werewolves. And then, people who did Left 4 Dead, I can't remember who it was, they were like, here's a zombie game for your next mythical creature. People were like, bro, this shit's scary. And then it started a zombie thing that went on, I think it just died recently.
I think just everybody's like, so dead inside. They love the dead stuff.
Yeah, it's still around. Like, I mean, zombies have always been around, but it came back as a
everybody now, they're on the 100 man kick.
Battle Royale. Yeah. So you're number five.
Oh God.
This will be a while.
I feel like your viewers won't ever want me on again. Let's see.
That's a great game.
Sorry.
Oh, man. That's real good. Nothing?
Fucking. Raymond Raving Rabbits. I don't know. Just kidding. I don't know. Cars? That was a good game, right? I love Cars. Halo Reach.
Okay.
Halo Reach. I still play that currently.
Yeah.
You have to want to play me.
2018, Halo still Reach. Playing Halo Reach. A lot of people are.
I just, so basic when it comes to video games. Just Halo, Call of Duty kind of guy.
That game is so shitty. I hate it so much.
What game?
Hand of Fate. Essentially, it's an RPG game where you venture, but you draw cards on what shit happens to you. You pull a card, it's like you face four goblins, two werewolves, and a vampire.
Your shirt scares me sometimes. I don't know if it's staring at the viewers, but it's staring at me. It's kind of weird.
That didn't work as well as I wanted it to.
Justin Bieber. Look at that.
So.
Alright, you're number five.
I said it. Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. Okay. So those are our top five of like our teen year games. I really want to make this whiskey sour shit.
So I got a deeper question for you.
Yes.
How has Left 4 Dead made you the man that you are today?
It taught me to kill.
Taught him to kill. Did you learn to stab?
You have fire safety rules in your gun.
Remember, only you can can stop forest fires.
Okay, so how much of this do you think is an ounce?
You see, this is really sad. Can't think of any video games. Now he's just gonna wind out his
sorrows. Left 4 Dead, kind of like, help me learn a little bit about teamwork.
Teamwork. Oh, you know what taught me was Army of Two.
Oh yeah, that's like two man teamwork. When you have a squad.
Squad. No. Kid.
Okay, so 2 ounces of bourbon or whiskey. Do you think it's 2 ounces?
They tell you to mix this crap
with some McCormick. Whiskey or bourbon. Yeah.
You like to make bad choices. Did you see that podcast with Elon Musk and Joe Rogan?
Yes, I did actually see that. Yeah.
That was really, really good. I don't know if anybody saw the whole wizard.
I'm an idiot. You have a shaker?
A liquor shaker?
No shit.
No. We're still learning how to drink. That's why we drink $6 bottles of whiskey.
Wow, that's pathetic.
All right, guys. So real quick, life hack here. You don't have a shaker, but a cup. Well, he had a cup on top.
I'm so glad we're filming because this is great. Where are the paper towels? I have whiskey on me.
He's got whiskey in him. Whiskey in his veins.
About to have whiskey in me.
All right. How was that?
I put too much sour mix.
Oh, God.
Oh, my fucking Jesus Christ. Nipples.
You want to chat for the camera?
Yes.
Sure. We want to just make sure that we're still recording because that would suck. Yes. Oh, no. We're still recording.
42 minutes.
We got everything.
We've got about 15 minutes.
Everything that has been set.
Yeah, we have 15. We got 15 minutes left. Make sure that's still going.
All right, shots for 15 minutes?
Huh?
Shots for 15 minutes? Yeah, we're still recording.
So what I'm thinking, as far as the rest of us goes, we've done, like, our top five from our childhood, top five. What is your ultimate video game? It hasn't been made yet, but one game,
oh,
like...
God.
In your imagination, would be perfect.
All right. Someone takes my game and makes it. Doesn't give me any money. That's life.
I'll talk more about my life. This stuff to you after, because I have some cool news.
All right. So, yeah, that's secret information. You guys are allowed to hear.
Yep.
All right. So, design a video game off the top of my head. Alright, so I'm going to start off with something kind of really basic.
Guns.
No.
Murder, sex.
It's going to be a Saw-like game. However, you start off as... What's the guy from Saw? What's the little guy on the bike?
From who?
From Saw.
Jim... Jigsaw.
Jim Jigsaw.
Jigsaw is his name.
So you
Jim
start off...
Shaw. Jim Saw.
Wow, that is some strong whiskey. So you start off as... you start off as Jigsaw. Again, all that. So you start off as Jigsaw, and you have to... set up traps, so maybe like a forge-like mode or Minecraft where you have to create your perfect traps, and then the other players have to go through it, and you get points based off of how many people that you kill. And secretly in the background, there is an AI that's learning how you like to kill people, how you like to set up certain traps, or how you like to set up like secret rooms, just to kind of get an understanding of your psyche, maybe even power it by like IBM's, I don't know who runs their AI, forgot the name of it, but maybe even powered by IBM.
Sorry. I'm dying. That was...
No, thank you. I'll make my own drink. So basically, it's powered by an actual strong AI. There's so much good technology out there.
It sounds like... There's a game called... something Neighbor. And you have to break into this guy's house, and the AI learns on what you do. So it sounds like that, but with, like, fucking murder and traps.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, it just learns how you like to murder people. If you had just a fucking free range, you're just purging on homeless people, basically. But yeah, it just learns, and then once you think you're about to beat the game, and you finally reach that level, you know, 1500 rank up, credit scroll, goes black, and then you're, boom, you're in a room. And that's when the game really starts off. And who knows, maybe
like it records what you did, and then you have to escape that.
You have to be able to beat yourself, yeah. And here's the funny part. The AI doesn't ever stop learning. So if you think you can outsmart yourself, you might be able to do that.
Does it learn in the credits?
Yeah. No. Learns how to read.
Alright,
what do you think?
My game is the project I was going to talk to you about. I'm going to go too far into it, but it's an exciting game where everything's possible. In a medieval,
life?
What, in a medieval.
Everything's possible
thing.
In life.
Medieval,
okay.
If you want a good...
We're just wide open.
If you want a good look at what it's going to be like, you can watch the anime Log Horizon and Sword Art Online.
Okay.
They'll both teach you exactly what we're looking at.
So this is still in development stages, basically.
Oh, yeah. Early development stages.
Right. What do you mean? All right.
I think, like, are there any plugs you want to put in before? Like, we're not going to end it right now, but, like, any plugs, like social media...
Yeah, so I'm going to be kind of jumping on more and more. I'm sorry you guys had to listen to my weak understanding of the last 20 years of video games. However, I'm a video game designer. I make games. I'll be maybe even making some 2D games and maybe even paying some people to test it out if you share it with, let's say, 10 of your friends. So if you have any ideas of some 2D games that you want for your phone, for Xbox, it's going to be a little bit harder only because of copyright reasons and stuff. It's a little bit more expensive.
PlayStation will even be hard too.
Phone, PC, that's iPhone or Android, let me know. Kind of looking to make it a little bit more exciting. Maybe something even more interactive with the viewers, so, because at the end of the day, you're nothing without your viewers.
Any social media anything you want to plug in?
Not currently. I'm going to be making a YouTube page right now. Don't find me on Facebook. It's actually, if you search me on Facebook, you will guarantee to find me, because there's, like, nobody with my last name.
I mean, I don't think you can spell it.
Well, Josh Duharnay, common spelling.
I'm putting it in the back of the description.
So. Oh, no.
I think, like, and that's it, yeah. No other plugs, nothing.
Nothing for me. You wanna
yeah, my
cloud game.
You guys know my gamer tags, my Instagram. It's my Instagram is Rice Zane, Romeo Yankee Uniform, Kilo Echo, Zulu Alpha India November.
Check in the link.
Yeah. And my Xbox gamer tag is Rice Tokugawa.
All right, that was fun.
Check me out on Hot Pass Productions. We'll talk to you all another time, but for now, it's ta-ta. What's Tigger say? Ta-ta for now?
That's all, folks. No.
That's...
I'm just kidding.
So not only are you uncultured
no,
on
video
games,
I knew that.
You're uncultured on cartoons.
No, I knew Tigger. I didn't watch too much Tigger, though.
I didn't either, but I still knew that. Tall for now. Somebody. He's got this weird old man voice. Yeah, guys, thanks for listening and watching in this case. Find us on YouTube at Hall Pest Productions. And see you next time.